everybody. We're here with the countdown. So we're here. Harry's here. I'm here. Maybe you guys are all here. Tonight is our paranormal show. And I'm getting BBS up here to see what day it is. I'm sure Larry typed something in. No, it's Friday. And because of the 27th, that's good. And we're in 2012, January 27th, 2012. Expo is coming shortly here. So, what is it, a couple of weeks, Carrie?
Yeah. It is, isn't it? It's already that close. One, I'm just clicking on my little calendar here. Yeah, two Fridays from now. Good heavens. Wow.
Two
February
Fridays.
10, 11, and 12. Yeah.
Okay, so
not
I got,
next weekend, but the one after.
Yeah.
So at the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard in L.A., and I think it's $35 just to get a day pass for all 3 days.
Okay.
I should have my thingy in front of me, but it's across the room now that I was reading from the other day. But, welcome, everybody. We're a bit discombobulated here this evening. We're on Station 2. On bbsradio.com, and we would love some callers tonight. Line 1, the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, and then try line 3, area code 530-513-6472. And if you don't want to call in but you have a question, type it into the BBS Fast Chat, which you'll see just above the play buttons. And then, of course, tonight we have the Q&A, and I'll read those numbers out right now, and then we'll read them a couple more times through the show. So for the Q&A after the show in about an hour, that'll be area code 559-546-1301, and the PIN number is 50-63-99 and the pound sign. So area code 559-546-1301, and then the PIN is 50-63-99, and the pound sign. And shoot your questions over to clsquestions, plural, at yahoo.com. And I think we have a beep already, Ron. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, okay. I have a question regarding the new Earth transfer clearing.
Okay.
I suppose I got the emotional clearing unlimited, and I did that 2 weeks ago. And then last night, I did the new Earth transfer clearing. Now, suppose I decide to do, maybe like next week, this upcoming week, I decide to do the emotional clearing unlimited again for myself. Do I have to get back onto the new Earth transfer clearing, or will it automatically transfer over to the new Earth?
Very good question. Yeah, once you transfer the past ones with that, then I would stay current and do that, yes. But when you do it the first time,
so I don't have to.
When you do it the first time, it should take all the unlimited ones that you've had. But each time you go from there to the future, which is what you're doing now, is going into the future in a week or whatever. When you want to do it over again, then I would probably just add it in there again once you finish the clearing. Each time you do
so
an unlimited, just go in there and go to that page and put it through.
So it doesn't have. I have to actually get back on the new Earth transfer clearing to redo it. It won't happen by default.
No.
Okay. Second question is: suppose for a family member, right? I've done the emotional clearing unlimited, and I've done the emotional clearing unlimited for myself. So me and my family, we have our emotional unlimited done, and so all of us. I also did the new Earth transfer clearing for everybody. So suppose now, like, I just talk to them in general, in regular life. When we're talking, are we actually on the new Earth, or are we still on this current Earth?
Well, you're still here. Just have the little pieces of you that are not your spirit. You may have, a little toe over there of your spirit and of your body as you have done more clearings. And then as you start having more clearings done or you do more unlimited, it'll start to get more of the essence of you over there. Well, it's not that your toe can talk. No, you're not complete yet. So just bringing over the little grains of sand of you each time you do a clearing or have had one in the past, and we'll start to collecting your essence of you. Here we have the bodies already in place. But over there, there's no clone body, so it'll just bring your essence of you, and eventually you'll be whole and complete.
But when I'm talking to my when I'm talking to my family, and because we both on the new Earth transfer plan, are we actually on that new Earth at the same time that we're here talking, or is it just...
Yes, you are, but you're not going to be able to talk on the new Earth. As it's only a part of you that's there, a little piece of you. If you were completely there fully, then that would be different. But as you know, all the abductions that's been happening, you're not there in totality. Here you're in totality, even though you have a cloned body. Oh, it does. It is real.
Is there any energy?
Talk, but over there it won't be. It'll just be what you have cleared and what you have sent over there, which will be, you know, brought to you instantly when you do the clearing, and then that piece of you will go over there. Just think of it as, you know, grains of sand being collected together, we'll say, and eventually it'll make the whole you. Right now it's just a portion of you. So each time you do that one clearing for 1 minute, instantly you're brought over there as much as can be regained after doing, you know, a CLS clearing.
Okay, but does any energy transfer from that new Earth back to this Earth, or am I completely disconnected from whatever fragments of me are on that new Earth?
Yeah, the new Earth you're disconnected from. You're just bringing your essence over there, and it's actually being stored. It's also here, too.
So I can't ever access that energy at all? It won't ever come?
It's over there, and it's my spirit? It's true light over there, so you're not going to be able to access it.
So
it'll
is my
still be here with
not
you,
in my
but
body anymore?
You cannot go there to access the energy, no. That'd
so
be like
going to
the light.
Is my spirit in my body anymore, or has it been... All right, hold on. Has my spirit actually transferred over to the new Earth then, or is my... And I'm like, has it been replaced with space holders now, or is my spirit still in my body? Because how can it be
still in your body. There's no space holders in your body. Your spirit is still here, whatever parts of it have been transferred, it's also here at the same time. But you cannot go over there and visit. And the parts of you are actually bilocating, but you're not coming back here. But once you do the clearing, then those parts get transferred over there.
So the parts of you that still contain darkness are not over there. They're only over here. That's what Ron's trying to say.
So then the parts of me that aren't here are being replaced with space holders?
No.
No, your spirit and your body parts that have been cleared of darkness are constantly bilocating between here and there, just like when we go to the light ship and we're bilocating but we're still here. That's what's happening with the new Earth, but only with the parts of you that have been fully cleared of darkness. So if you imagine yourself over here, you see yourself fully, and then imagine you went, you know, through a jigsaw puzzle cutter thing, and then you're a whole bunch of jigsaw pieces, and as you do the clearings, those individual pieces are getting cleared of darkness. So the pieces that you've cleared start bilocating between you here and the new Earth. So if you were to see yourself on the new Earth, you'd see random jigsaw pieces. You wouldn't see the whole puzzle put together like we see here. Does that make sense?
So if I'm being bilocated continuously from here and the new Earth, in between the new, here and the
you're
new Earth,
you're fading in and out.
If I'm being bilocated continuously between this Earth and the new Earth, then my energy should be able to access that energy, shouldn't I, on the new Earth? Does that make sense? It should transfer over.
The new Earth is like the light ship. It's a sacred place, so you can't go there with negativity or judgment or, you know, densities. All this being held over there, parts of you that have cleared from the densities, and that's being over there. But you are still keeping the part of you here and there at the same time. Like I said, if your little toe got cleared out completely, your little toe is going to be here and there at the same time. if for some reason the dark side were to abduct you completely here, and your little toe had light in it, then the light ship would automatically take your little toe and get it out of here so that the darkness would not take it, and it would be held over there. This is the way the light can find your light energy, and that's the way it works, but you can't go there. Even though you're bilocated, you're not going to go there and have a consciousness of your little toe because there's no judgment. You wouldn't even know what it would be, as all you'd see is light. If you could go there to look at yourself, have no judgment, you wouldn't even know that it's a little toe. But here, it's because you have a body with judgment, and you have ways to separate it out to the different spiritual teachings, which is what we've been taught by the aliens. This is why we're in duality here. You know, we understand that we're not out of judgment, so that we have judgment stored with us, and we have that in our thinking, so that this is what separates us from true light. The true light part of you, actually have a clearing, is brought over there. But you're not able to go there to view yourself. But it is there automatically when you do the clearing. That's why you must do that clearing, bring you back into true light. You can't go there to visit yourself. And that part will not come back to you to give you information either. It's just a holding space for that light.
And so just in general, like our general city, the general scenario, like environment around us, that also been transferred there by default, or is the Earth completely blank? And is it?
You kind of cut out. Do you hear him, Carrie?
Your line is kind of cutting in and out. If you can just maybe speak a little closer to the microphone and a bit slower, we'll probably get everything.
In regards to cities, you know, skyscrapers, houses, cars, just in general, has all that stuff also transferred over to the new Earth, or is it just whoever and whatever has been done on the clearing gets transferred over? Is the new Earth sort of like a blank slate and there's nothing really on there, except for whoever and whatever uses the clearing on the website?
At this point, it's only you and the other people that have had
clearing. So it's actually a blank slate over there. There's actually nothing else. There's like no trees, no birds in general.
It'll be a creation of what was here, of true light. Now, a skyscraper is created from judgment, so that probably would not be there. It took mind energy to create it, and people's energy to create it. But a tree was not created by man. So you will find animals and plants, you know, plants and animals and trees over there and rocks. But you won't find anything that had to do with mind as a creation. You won't find cars over there or anything else. That's all mind energy from its initial creation standpoint. We'll find
so
a beautiful
a
planet that would be typically maybe like a rainforest, okay? So if you could view it, that's how it would look to you. There'd be no man-made artifacts or creations there. All the creations here that are made that way are of judgment.
It's the same blueprint that was activated that was used to make this original planet. So whatever this original planet was like, that's probably what it looks like there.
Yes.
So I was walking today, right, and I saw a dog. If I saw the dog on this Earth, would I also see the dog on the new Earth? Is that how it works, or no?
You would not be able to see the dog over there. The dog would be there.
Would the dog exist over there? Oh. In the same location, same place?
You can't simply go there. Because it won't hold judgment. If you were to try to go to the new Earth, I'm sure that the new Earth and the light ship would terminate you completely, as the judgment cannot be over on the new Earth. It's just like it was here. Initially, when the brand new Earth was created, it was not in judgment. The aliens took it over. New Earth now will not be affected by aliens.
All right, but it's just a random question. If I see a dog on the street on this current Earth, and I'm looking, will it be in the same location on the new Earth? Or could it be anywhere else on the new Earth? It doesn't have to be. Is that making sense?
Yeah,
so every
it probably
animal
would be in the same location.
Earth.
but it may not may have to walk around trees or whatever is there, because there won't be any sidewalks there if it's on the sidewalk. The sidewalk would be created by humans here, and it would probably be initially walking around, maybe on dirt or someplace that hopefully it would be able to fit in. And it's possible that it might have to find another location, because maybe it'd be underwater where it is. I wouldn't
so
get
every
too messy
animal
with it.
On this planet. So every animal on this planet, every animal on the current Earth, is every animal on the current Earth on the new Earth right now?
No.
No?
At ascension time, they will be. Now, if somebody happens to have an animal that is passed on or something, and they were to do the clearing on them, if they're not caught by the darkness, then that animal, as long whatever would be not in darkness, will be transported over to the new Earth. But it's not going to be a general thing. I hope that helps you.
Is there any way I can actually tell if...
Okay, well, thank you for calling. So somebody was asking how we get to this clearing, Ron. So if you guys just go to creationlightship.com, it's listed at the moment. You just put the in any of the search bars, just put New Earth and hit go. You'll get to it. It will be a free clearing. It's not listed under the free ones right now. It's listed. Costing a penny to buy it, and you just get it the one time. And if you have other people that you've done clearings for, you don't have to buy it another time for them. I'm not sure when it'll be listed under free, but it will be soon. But it's basically free. It's a penny right now, just because it went up as a test page, so there had to be something put in it. So just type in New Earth. There's some text in there about what the clearing does, which Ron has just described also, and then you put your name in, and you go one by one through each clearing that you've done on Ron's website or with Ron. The conference call clearings and any of the samples on the radio stations now, all those clearings, don't worry about those, that you're being automatically transferred over, but anything that you have done prior to that, excuse me, put those in, and one at a time, you will be transferred over. It just takes a minute to run per clearing. So I think I heard another beep, Ron. Is somebody else on the line?
Yep. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. Liz. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Liz.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Just had a paranormal story that
was
on the fast chat, and people were telling me to call in and share it. So I was talking to a good friend of mine, and she's out in Colorado, and she said that she was living in the mountains when she first moved out there and was a caretaker of a town that was basically not used for most of the year. So at night she would hear chanting, and there was probably no way anybody could have been doing it, because it was very isolated and kind of miles from any other neighbors or people. And the other thing that was weird is that she heard it several times, and then once she went to the top of the stairs in her house, and she saw kind of like a male figure coming up the stairs on one occasion, and she just ran and slammed the door. And then another time she was just getting out of the shower, and she saw a man or some kind of shadow figure walk out of her bathroom and into her closet in her bedroom and disappear. So I just was wondering if that had anything to do with aliens, or what maybe Ron's input was on it, or what kinds of clearing she might want to do after having experience like that. I mean, she's no longer living in the house, but I don't know if maybe these beings courted her in some way, or if it was just something, other paranormal activity. I don't know. So I'm just curious.
Okay. I don't see it as being alien. I do see it as maybe a timeline bleed through, possibly coming through and hearing that. So I do see it, or did see it, as a regular person walking up the stairs. It wasn't alien. Aliens normally will not walk upstairs. They'll just kind of like float and drift in. They'll come in through, you know, through your ceiling or through a wall. So it was a physical person that I think maybe was on another timeline, and she happened to see that. That's why she's actually able to hear the chanting, because what's happening on a different timeline. So maybe that location was active on a different timeline, even though nobody was there, since it's maybe like a resort or something, the way it sounds, or something that's only used.
Yeah, it was like a ghost town where they kind of staged like Western reenactments. And she was telling me a little bit about it. I mean, the land up there just sounds really charged, so that actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. Since you said ghost town, yeah, that's what it is. The town for ghosts.
Well, it was like a created ghost town, but I mean, maybe there's something to that too. I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah. Once, remember, you're just opening the door up, because the ghosts know that they're ghosts. If you put a
right,
sign
they
up,
don't differentiate.
If you were to put a sign up in your backyard, for instance, right? I don't think anybody's going to be doing this, but let's just say you had a big backyard. Maybe you have a yard, say, 100 by 100, right? And you went outside and you maybe pitched a couple of tents, you know, we'll say in the summertime, probably not now. And then you put a home for ghosts, right? And you set a table up for food there, but no food on it, and plates, you know, and maybe a bench for outside. You would probably be drawing a lot of ghosts, because they will be able to somehow read the words and know that this is a place for them. So your place now would automatically become a backyard for ghosts to vacation at. And they would show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's going to be trying that. I doubt if anybody would. I don't even think you'd want to do that, because they might want to visit your house. Oh, that's what I think happened. And I think the timeline that was connected there, you know, came very vivid. She could hear that.
It sounded that way.
Yeah, not knowing about what it was. You will get bleed through on timelines, and maybe hear voices and things. I was talking with a lady a while back here, and her son was also connected, hearing voices too. And the voices gave good information about his life. So it's kind of like channeling in a sense. And, you know, it can also be kind of disconcerting when this happens, only because sometimes they can become mischievous and tell you something that might look real. And if you do actually physically connect to that timeline, with the consciousness that allows you to do that. Not everybody can see timelines or see events, but some people can. And then once you can see that, then all of a sudden it would look real to you, just like the movie that you're living in right now. The movie that you're in now is a movie. You saw another movie that looked just as vivid in Technicolor. It'll look definitely real to you. Remember, what you see with your eyes closed is probably more real what you're seeing with your eyes open. Kind of munch on that one a little bit, everybody, because actually they're not the same. What I'm discovering here is on some of the timelines, they sort of can numb you out. Now, these are the brand new clouds, or more recent clouds that we're seeing that are kind of weird looking. These clouds somehow can hold you in a pattern for probably about 5 to 10 minutes, where you can't find something or see something, and you're like in a holding pattern. It's kind of like you walked out of your movie script, but you're still seeing things around you. and then all of a sudden, you know, once you realize that, you want to check to see where your fingers are. And, you know, do that check. And if you do feel a little weird, see where you are, then come back into this timeline, because you could be looking for your keys on the table. They could pop you out on the timeline, and those keys could disappear. And you could be going nuts looking for something. All of a sudden, if you come back to this timeline here, you're going to be able to see them. But just another abduction point of what they're doing to people. But the brand new ship clouds that are out there, the more recent ones anyway, which I think are the maybe the forefathers to the ones that have been, a lot of them have been terminated now by the light ship. So they're losing track of controlling time. So remember, before you had timelines that were consecutive all the time. One would come, one would go, and you wouldn't see the overlapping and the way they mesh together. Now it's like there's big valleys or holes in between them. And so when you have a timeline disappear, it may not be one to catch you, and you may start to lose track of what you're doing. Because all you have left is kind of the memory there and a fabrication of what really is happening, but it's not complete with all the information. So there may be a lot of glitches in it. So if anybody has experienced something like that, more recently, I'd say within the last couple months, where you maybe put your coat down and you walked to get a cup of coffee or something. You came back to leave your house or whatever, and your coat's not there. And you go, man, I thought I put it over here. And then you're walking around your house, and then all of a sudden it might appear where it was before. Boy, that's really weird. So that's what's happening now, is that there's glitches. What I think is happening is that the children of the aliens that were here to abduct us, a lot of those are now or have been terminated. So I think the parents are coming in now with their maybe older technologies, which could even be more advanced, but they don't have all those timelines to work with because they've been taken out. So it'll be very interesting the upcoming battles that will be happening. See what they can muster up and what they can do. So anyway, that's kind of what, is happening now. So if you do see something happening weird for 5 or 10 minutes with you, especially like driving your car or something, you're feeling a little spacey and you're not really seeing everything the way it's supposed to be, maybe you're only maybe half here, we'll say, because the consciousness has been taken away from the other timelines because they're not meshing. So you're like slipping gears a little bit, and that's because the timelines are being destroyed. And we can thank a lot of the people out there doing timeline crashing on that, along with the soldiers out there fighting the aliens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
And thank you guys for calling.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Hey.
So Mika is saying... I heard fast-talking voices the other morning and no one was there, so that sounds a little bit like the experience that Liz was describing also. So we have a few requests. Let's see, what time is it? 7:30. So we had a timeline request a little bit ago. I'm sorry, I don't remember who that was, but they were asking for a timeline crash for frustration and hopelessness. So I don't know if you want to do a sample of that, Ron.
Sure, we could do that. So here we go. Kind of see how I could have that integrate to what I was talking about here. So let me look. Let's take away, what would I call this here? We'll do a timeline crash, not for the hopelessness, but we'll do it for the interface that would connect you with hopelessness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would be a little different. So the way to look at it is, you know, you're feeling good, right? You know, no depression. And all of a sudden, a thought comes in about something which triggers you for depression. And then all of a sudden, you wonder, boy, that's weird. I'm getting depressed. Well, we'll get rid of that sensation now. It's kind of like the pre-timeline, okay? Because that's where they're having troubles now, is connecting the two. you could be in that at Beyondo land for a while, not knowing what the heck's happening to you. But here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, they're probably making the hologram during this process, and they don't know what to do yet. But they got all the data. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is like the fabric of time. That word was used a while back, probably coined by somebody. So this fabric now is kind of getting ragged. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So now you might realize how things are becoming goofy if you felt that clearing. Got something on about 50 pounds of bird seed disappearing. Wow. And then that's very interesting. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I felt that. That was, what did you just say about the fabric thing? I was having a strange feeling in my chest and up my windpipe when you were saying that, and I missed the word. What did you just say?
Yeah, it's a fabric in time, so it's being taken out because they have to manifest a hologram. So what they have is like the blueprint of the hologram that you're in, but there's, you know, some holes in it, and it doesn't keep you conscious, and there's some pieces missing. And this is what they have to do. So that could take them maybe 5 or 10 minutes to recreate this. And so this is what we're dealing with now is a different alien ship, a technology, we'll say different aliens, doing this to us because the other timelines that used to be out there are slowly vanishing. And that they can't make an easy transfer. Before, you wouldn't even know it. And now it's getting a little more difficult for them to keep you from one to the other, so you may have a glitch.
I feel like something got peeled off my chest is what it kind of feels like.
Yeah,
like very, very thin paper.
Now, I'll tell you what's strange here in Mount Shasta, okay? We just went through the storm here, and I was away and came back. And north of Mount Shasta is a town called Weed. And in between Mount Shasta, the city of Mount Shasta, and Weed, there's a mountain which is called Black Butte. And it's a big mountain, and you see it on I-5 on the east side. Well, oddly enough, and in Weed, the wind blows a lot. I think it's the windiest place in the nation.
Really?
Yeah. When the wind is blowing there, like in the winter, or maybe, you know, coming up soon here. You go to a gas station there, and you don't hang on to your door, you'll probably take the door off of your car.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, honestly, you know.
Wow.
And so, anyway, so here's what's odd about it. So Mount Shasta had, I'll just say a couple of feet of snow, typically. I wasn't here, but it actually snowed south of Weed, okay, going into Mount Shasta in the towns underneath it for maybe, let's say, 10 miles. It also snowed in Weed, but all that snow now is melted. But on Black Butte, oddly enough, you know, there's no snow on the freeways or anything, okay? It's like it didn't even have any snow. Well, on the north side of this mountain, it has snow on it. And the south side has, well, like, hardly anything. But yet, everything around from the south side of that has snow. So it's almost as if that mountain, something goofy happened. I looked at it, and I go, this is really weird. The snow on the north side, and none on the ground. The south side is clear, and there's snow up on the other mountains, and, you know, on the roadside. So it's almost as if they took that mountain and turned it 180 degrees around. Then they put it in and reversed it again. You know, when it was after it snowed, very, very strange.
Weird.
Very weird. Yeah, I looked at it. I saw that today.
Hmm.
So that's one of those weird scenarios. So, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. All right. So where were we? We had a message sent that's not on the fast chat, but somebody has sent a message saying that their friend's hand went through a wall, and they're wondering, I guess maybe the wall was a hologram for a few seconds and there was a glitch in the matrix. I guess they're wondering what that could have been.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. So when the hand went through the wall, there really wasn't a wall there. And your hand, since it was attached, it may have been physical all the way, but somehow the picture, we'll say, of the wall, let's just kind of think of layers, right? Different layers of energy. Or maybe there's a layer which has furniture, a layer that maybe has what's on your furniture, like a dresser, you know? Maybe there's another layer that is the wall. Maybe another layer might be the construction of the wall, the 2x4, the sheetrock, or whatever. And then there's another layer for the room next door to it. Very possibly, one of those holographic layers was not in place quite yet. And so the person, you know, looked at the wall maybe and just put their hand up, and maybe didn't even see the wall itself and put their hand through, but everybody else saw the wall. And maybe their hand went through the wall because of that, because there really was no wall there. The hologram wasn't completed. That you could probably call, you know, what do they call it? A tear in time or something, a rip in time or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what it is that in that reality, you know, the rip in time was there, and it wasn't really recorded in time. So it wasn't created yet. Remember, like I said, what you see with your eyes closed is going to be more real than what you probably see with your eyes open. You're just viewing holograms. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mike P. is asking, and I think this is to do with the new Earth clearing. I'm just going to have to assume that. So if it's not, retype the question, if you would. But I think that's what it's to do with. Is it still something people will feel? So I guess when we do the new Earth clearing and transfer part of ourselves over there, will we feel it?
I have had people say they felt a change as part of their essence left to go into the light. We would still have it with you. But I have had people have that detection, that insight, that they felt much better. Some people actually said they started smiling, because they knew that they were there and the body smiled automatically. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then Sue was wondering if it's okay to do two different clearings on yourself at one time.
Well, that's up to your body. You could do as many as you choose to. I don't necessarily say do over more than four, you know, like on timeline crashes and things, but if you're doing whole life clearings, I would probably I'll limit that just to do one at a time. Remember, it's not what, you know, the light shift could do them all at one time, but is your body going to be able to take the energy to change it? Remember, you have to have your body catch up for the healing process of the body. That's what takes the time, and you could get fatigued. We'll say as your body starts to relax, might feel, I guess fatigue's the wrong word. But, you know, your body has to catch up to the healing. So, you know, and you just, you know, you need to know how your body is. Well, if you think you can do it, then, you know, try it. But you might wind up not going to work, you know, the next day or something because your body's going through a process of reconstructing itself. That's what's actually happening is your body is now getting light codes in it and is reforming itself from judgment. So what does your body need to do that? Everybody's body is different on how fast the body can integrate and recreate itself over again. This is what actually is happening to you. As your DNA gets taken out, then you have the spirit infusion, and the spirit infusion recreates you. But it all depends how much darkness you had in you as compared to light and how much has to be reconstructed because your body is going through that process. So kind of up to you. You know, if you're doing any kind of special clearing, I would probably just do one at a time. If you're doing timeline crashings, then maybe do four of them. But, you know, just be aware that, you know, you may not feel very chipper, you know, the next day or something because your body's going through a healing. I did one emotional healing for a gentleman. I guess his cousin or somebody or sister recommended that he would do an emotional clearing. So he called me. This is probably about 3 years ago. And I did the clearing on him over the telephone. And then I got, an email from the lady and said that her brother slept for 2 days straight after the emotional clearing. And then she explained to me that I think I did the clearing something like maybe March or something. The first part of the year, and then she said that what happened to him is that his son got killed, his wife passed away, and I think maybe he lost one of his parents or something all within that three-month time, so he was completely emotionally distraught. The body had to go to sleep for 2 days continuously to integrate the healing. So that's the way that works. So it's up to your body, not up to me to tell you what not to do, but your body, you know, needs to go through the process. That's why I say, you know, be very gentle with your body. Don't have your mind overrun yourself about that because your mind will want you to do everything at once and be very impatient sometimes. But just know that, you know, your body has to integrate the clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Joel, back to the strange clouds you've been describing. Joel is saying new clouds are really messing things up. Keep gray skies clearing going 24/7. And Ed is asking, why don't the soldiers get rid of the numbing, attacking clouds? Can they do that?
I think they're working on them. It's not as easy as it sounds, so.
Yeah, I think you said it's the... You were describing on, what day is it today, Friday, on Wednesday, that these are the older alien races that created some of the newer ones that we've been dealing with. Now these older ones are coming forward. The parents, I think you were describing them as the other day on Wednesday's show. So, whole new energy. So, let's see. I know Stephanie a little bit ago, and I think this is also relating to the new Earth clearing, was asking, can I put in a request for all of creation to be saved?
No. These are only for you.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
If that was relating to something different, Stephanie, type it in again. I'm not sure. I think it was about the new Earth.
It's only for you.
And anyone else that we've bought a clearing for, Ron, can we do it for them too?
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
Okay.
And again, you don't have to tell them that you're doing this. Just do it. Well, you don't lose friends or have people look at you funny.
So I think we had another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, I'll be very quick. Yeah, I've actually lost a lot of friends telling them about the light ships, so it's probably better to stay silent about the light ships.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is, in regards to the ET industrial complex healing, I actually did that on the New Earth transfer clearing. And I felt earthquakes for around 7 minutes all around my body. Now, I don't know if that was an illusion created by the dark side or the aliens, or if that's actual real, if there's actual earthquakes occurring. So I don't know if the light ship can look into that very quickly and maybe give a brief statement on what happened. And so, I would suggest that clearing for the new Earth transfer clearing, the 18 Dust Complex, because nobody's done that. Bye.
I don't know if that's online right now or not. Very interesting. We'll have to check. I don't know if I'm prepared yet to put that on. I'll have to do some checking. We had it on a sample for a short time there. Let me look here. I think you're just probably resonating to the energies, which could be abduction points to where part of your body was taken throughout different location. So that's what I would say it would be. Well, you're actually connected to living there. Maybe they were messing with your body in certain locations or something like that, or maybe an energetic cording. But that's how I would describe that. In fact, if anybody would want to talk about the conference call tonight with entities, that would be good. The way it sounded to me, with the people on the call, that they're having a lot of relief from past situations. The entities are released because they're still living with you. So they hopefully get a caller on to maybe talk about maybe their experience by having entities being released out of their body from possibly, I know we've worked with hips today, I've worked with knees, I think maybe ankles, I think. Shoulders, and I think neck is what I worked with today. So it's quite interesting to hear people's voices. And when I ask how they're feeling, and their voices are probably much higher, a higher tone, maybe an extra octave higher or something than normal, as they got the relief and they feel better. So it's very nice. That's just from entities. You know, I talk about those, how they can cause problems, and people on the calls, I believe, will validate that, yeah, these entities are harming me. They live with you, so we're releasing these things. So get a caller, that'd be great. We only got about 5 minutes to go here, so if we can get a caller to call, maybe about the call tonight, that'd be great. We have the Q&A coming up. We can type in the phone number and the PIN number on the fast chat here. That'll be straight up on the hour here.
All right. So, yeah, if anyone that was on the call wants to call in, it's 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. And I'll just give out the Q&A number. We'll be on there in about 10 or 12 minutes or so, 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 506399, 506399, and then the pound sign. And then clsquestions@yahoo.com to send your questions over to. Excuse me. Let's see. There are things here that have question marks, but they look like statements, some of them. So I'm just scanning through to see. Cammie was just asking, now I'm trying to think what clearing you would have just done when this was written. Does the clearing Ron just did affect clones in us then? So I'm wondering what was the last clearing you did? Was it the timeline crash? So the hopelessness interface?
It was like 100 years to me.
Yeah, I can't remember if you've done another one since then. So, Cammie, I'm sorry. I'm not sure which clearing you're referring to. Jessica says, I saw some reality short circuit, like the plug being pulled. That might have been that one, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the clearing, which is the pre-holographic display type of clearing, yeah. We were taking out the energies that would be next in line. It'd be the clearing to take out the energies before a timeline or a hologram was created. kind of like in the middle of that as a holding pattern. So they recreate the hologram for us to jump onto. So we're like living in a hologram that is not really completed. We're just, the bare essentials hold us before they create or recreate a new hologram for us. I guess that industrial, ET industrial complex is online. I think it's a whole lifetime clearing. I just don't know if it's in the white box on the very top or not. We'll see if that comes up here.
Yeah, I'm looking.
That's quite an interesting clearing.
I'm not getting it there. I remember it being a sample page, but I don't remember if it went fully online.
Yeah, we'll check on it.
Okay, so Shannon, you were talking a little bit ago, Ron, about doing multiple clearings at once and letting your body catch up and not to overload your body. So Shannon is wondering, when I run a clearing for someone else, when does it take effect?
Okay, yeah, the clearings can take typically 3 days, sometimes longer. It takes longer because the light chip goes in there very gently to do the clearing. And probably most of them would be done at night when the person is sleeping. Well, that's the reason why it takes longer, so that the person will not have a complete reality change on them. It'll be weird to talk to somebody, be talking to someone and then all of a sudden have the clearing take hold. And then for you to say, gee, why am I dealing with this person who's talking about their ex-boyfriend, why am I listening to the same stuff for the last 5 years and I want to get up and leave, that it would change their reality too quickly. So they have to kind of get eased into the clearing because of the energy, because they're changing a whole new consciousness once you get a new clearing. Get a clearing, you're going to be more in the now and not worrying about the past. So they don't want to take you out of the past that quickly. But yourself, when you do a clearing and it takes maybe, say, half an hour to do, you're out of the past instantly because you know what's happening. But for an absentee one, it could take maybe 3 days to release that stuff. So the clearing says it starts with ET, industrial complex clearing.
Yeah, I found it now. ET Underground Industrial Complex Clearing. Like you said, it is a whole life one.
That would be quite an interesting one to do, I think. That's really getting into the nitty-gritty.
Yep. I think that came out about a year ago.
I guess we're not going to have a caller talk about the clone call. Rats.
The one tonight, the entity one?
I mean the entity one tonight, yeah.
I mean was it entities? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Entities.
Yeah, and I have 56 after, let's see.
We should probably the next show some time here.
Okay.
There is one. So I just will say thank you everybody for listening. We'll be on the conference call. We monitor you in the fast chat too, so if you want to stay on the fast chat, please do so, and I'll be on there probably within about 4 minutes. Thank you, everyone. Tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Light Chip. We go into the Light Chip for maybe 10 minutes of healing, and again, we can also talk about stuff that might be paranormal also. The Q&A is geared for maybe newcomers, typically, to ask questions. To figure out what clearing to have next or what the clearing actually is. And so we can all kind of maybe hold that format. If you want to mail questions to CLS questions, plural questions, at yahoo.com, that's how we address the questions. And so I'll see you on there in about 5 minutes, everybody. Thank you all for listening and tuning into the show here on BBS Radio. Blessings, everybody. Thank you.
Night, night.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron.